Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets ended with solid gains. President Trump commenting before a cabinet meeting on Monday that his administration was going to give the American people a huge tax cut for Christmas. We'll see. Dow was up 161 points or 0.7%. Apple leading the gains with a 1.9% rally. Broader S&P 500 up 0.7%. Information technology, the leading sector, and helping to lift the index above 2,600 for the first time earlier in the session. NASDAQ rallied 1.1%, touching a fresh record intraday high. That followed good gains from all the technology heavyweights pretty much across the board. Just on the US economic data front, existing home sales were better than expected in October, and the widely watched Chicago Fed National Activity Index rose to 0.65 in October from 0.36 in September, and much better than consensus expectations of a 0.2% or 0.2 print. European markets were firmer, investors continuing to shrug off concerns around the political impasse in Germany. DAX gained 0.8%, CAC up 0.5%, London's FTSE gained 0.3%, CYBG PLC rose 0.3% after the lender posted a better than expected full year result and announced its maiden dividend. Also, just be aware that the UK budget statement is due for release tonight our time. Base metals mostly stronger, copper rallying 1.2% to just over $3.13 a pound, off an earlier session high that saw the metal trade above $3.14 a pound and its highest level since the 13th of November. Nickel also had a good gain, up 1.8%, zinc up 0.9%, while aluminium slipped 0.2% back to near 3-month lows. Benchmark spot iron ore fell 97 cents or 1.5% to $62.50 a metric tonne. Gold futures rebounded modestly after Monday's sharp retreat. That was helped by the US dollar just ticking in slightly lower. Gold futures up $6.40 or 0.5% to $1,281.70 an ounce. Oil prices were higher ahead of the latest weekly inventory data, and as traders remain generally optimistic ahead of the OPEC meeting next week on the 30th of November. WTI up 41 cents at $56.83 a barrel. Brent up around 27 cents at $62.49 a barrel. US yield curve continues to flatten. US Treasury yields were at 2.363%. Two-year Treasury yields hit a fresh high of 1.776%, the highest level since October 2008. And the Aussie dollar is a touch firmer. That was despite yesterday's RBA minutes reading quite dovishly, but traders seemingly focused on a comment from the RBA governor, Philip Lowe, in a speech he delivered in Sydney overnight, that the next move in rates is likely to be up rather than down. Local unit buying around 75.77 US cents this morning.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.